1, this is Jay Nimro. Is that better? That's better. Hi, this is Jay Nimro. You're listening to Life Autistic. This is episode number 651. And I'm just entering the beautiful Carson National Forest. I spent last night at Coyote Creek State Park. And it's beautiful. It's a beautiful day. Skies are blue. The trees are beautiful. There's been some rain up here, so things are on the green side. I'm taking the trip over the pass between Mora and Taos, and it's just beautiful. That's all I can say. The glory and wonder of God's creation. It's fantastic. I'm getting the hankering to be hiking again. I'm gonna have to take a bigger trip. I think this summer. Of course, we plan on taking the boys up as I normally do. And hey, I can see from here Hermit's Peak, one of the taller peaks in the region, and beautiful, you know. I like Hermit's Peak. When you get to the top, it's like a park. It's just gorgeous. Trees and this kind of interesting meadow up at the top, just marvelous. And of course, you know, the rocky face, the very edge. It almost kind of smacks more of a jut rather than a mountain itself. But it's neat. And the boys are looking forward to that. And then maybe I can talk Matt into going on a little deeper backpacking trip with me, you know, since Matt's my permanent companion in all things. Maybe me and Matt will go on the higher one, see if I can finally get up the skyline, you know, or I don't know if I'll try Trucius. We might go past it. Look at that, there's still snow up here, too. So they have contended with the snow. Of course, it's still early in the year, it's early June. Give it another month or so, and it'll be, you know, we won't have so much snow up there. But that's great, because that means, you know, the creeks and the rivers are flowing, and everything's just working good this year. It's a better year than what we've had for a few. It's another one of those things where I really don't have much of a topic. What am I supposed to be talking about today? Besides how beautiful the world is, I'm not from the East. Now, I was born in Metro Los Angeles, California, but I've spent most of my life in extremely rural areas, and so, you know, I really don't know. I don't have tons of experience with urban living. I have some. I won't say I don't. I've been in some pretty interesting urban areas. Mostly in foreign countries. I haven't been to a whole lot in the United States, strangely enough. I've had some experience in Houston, which is probably the biggest metro area I've ever spent any amount of time at all in. I'm already on the far side. The streams are already flowing towards south, and they're looking good. They're running good. Anyway, I've been to Houston. I've been to London, and been to that metro area. Actually had more experience in Amsterdam in the Netherlands, and just kind of, so I guess I have more experience with like European traffic, European kind of closed inness, although I stayed in the industrial sections of Amsterdam. It might have been fun. The problem was all the guys, when there was time, they just wanted to go down to the red light district in Amsterdam, and I had no interest in going down there. I didn't want to go see naked people. I really don't need that in my life. I would be much more interested in going and just seeing kind of the older parts of town and the ones with the really cool architecture. And I think that would have been fun, but I just really, you know, I'm sorry, I'm kind of a chicken. So I stuck with where I was and, you know, got more of the, just from the airport to our hotel sort of exposure to it. I spent a sizable amount of time in Lomé, Togo, and in Lagos, Nigeria. And it's hard to call those places metropolis, but they are big cities, and the press of people is just amazing, just amazing. Just to see that many bodies moving and interacting all the time. I'm from the Western United States, and most of my life has been spent here. And there is no press of people. You'll rarely see more than 1,000 people in one place. So when you see 10 or 20 or 50,000 people at an outdoor market, that's a different experience. We don't have markets in the United States really anymore. What passes for markets here are pathetic compared to how they are in Africa. Just amazing places. But I like where I'm from. You know, I don't mind it. I heard on NPR now the balance has turned. It used to be that more people lived in rural places, and now more people live in large places. So, in urban areas, that's how I said, in urban areas. And, you know, that's an interesting crossover. I don't know what to think about that. I guess it's just reality. It doesn't mean that I'm going to move. I have no intention of moving. If I could get more rural, I would. And I technically can. It isn't like I don't have a job that wouldn't permit this thing. But, you know, it really ends up being my wife's preferences, which is most important because home life is hers. And so we stay where we are. Pretty rural in the first place, but just big enough that it has all the things that she needs. So I guess it's probably a good juncture between two ways of being. You know? She really grew up more in an urban place, although she was on the outskirts of it. And I grew up primarily out in the boonies, and I mean more than where I am now. I currently live in a town of 5,000, and it's not a bedroom community off a larger city. It is the largest city within 120 miles. The next largest city, which has almost 200,000 people, is Amarillo, Texas, but it's a good, takes almost 2 hours to get there. So, yeah. The next closest city is a city of 40,000, and it's about 80 miles away. So we tend to have a little bit of everything that you need, knowing that you can't easily get into town. you know, the next biggest town is quite far away. So, I'm a rural guy. And I would love to be more rural than I am. And someday I'll get around to it, you know. Maybe Lisa will change her mind and decide that it's okay. She can handle being a little more rural than she is. I think it would have to be a question of money. If all of a sudden I fell into a significant amount of money, if I got my speaking things up, I think that would help my wife a lot. Goes to a Rammed Earth house. I spent so much time talking her into Rammed Earth. And I didn't have the money when it got down to it. And she kind of got into the Earth ships a little bit, except I think she was saying, no, Dad, just going to have a Rammed Earth house, which is fine with me. I don't want to have to collect all the freaking tires that somebody needs to do an Earth ship. That's trying to reutilize waste, and I don't find myself very motivated by that. I find myself kind of stuck between two different ways of being. Number one, I'm incredibly cheap, so I tend to seek out cheap things. You know, when people say, oh, Jay stays in state parks when the weather's good, you know, and actually not, sometimes not even when the weather's good, sometimes when it's not terribly good at all. And I don't do that because, you know, I'm trying to save the earth or something. You know, I'm not much of a conservationist at all. I tend to live a life that's kind of light on the land, but that's only because I'm cheap. And I'm looking for ways to save money because, you know, leaving a big carbon footprint, that costs money. And I'm not too hip to that scene. Exactly. I need to find a shirt off here. There's somebody behind me. They're being nice. They're staying back. But I'd just as soon have somebody off my tail. But I also don't mind roughing it. You know? I kind of get a kick out of it. I like small things. You know, I've got a small computer. I've got small this, small that. And I frankly enjoy it. I enjoy it a lot. And makes me feel good. I don't know why. It's just one of those things. I tend to be a very portable person. If I can have everything that I need in a knapsack or a backpack, I'll take it. Let me turn pull off here. Give this guy a chance to get over the way. God, I love being up in the mountains. It's beautiful. It just calls out to, I guess, to my adventurous side. And I just love everything about it. Just being I just do. I just love everything about it. I don't know if it's really nature, particularly. I think it may have more to do with freedom. That's the other big thing I'm about. Is kind of a sense of freedom, more freedom than you would tend to have. Living with a whole lot of people takes away freedom, and you know, I just need that. You know, people like having a cloak of rules and regulations to protect them from things, and I've never been a person that really was particularly like that. I find most of my safety and security comes from obscurity. And I tend to go in that direction. If I'm obscure enough, if I'm hidden, or if I stay in places where other people don't want to be, that's where I find safety and security. You know, I may have the same, you know, weird issues that everybody else does. Ooh, where's Tippapoo? Not that I've ever come here. I think I skied here once when I was young, as a kid. But, and I've shopped here a couple of times. Ooh, look at that lift. That's a cool looking lift. You know, I don't get much into organized activities. I want to get out and get out on my own and just do, I don't know if it's really what I want to do. I just want to get away from people. Get some freedom. I would love some freedom. Oh, yeah. Freedom. I'd love to come up with kind of a, you know, it would be great to buy just a little itty-bitty piece of land or lease it or have some ability and just to be able to hike up into the into the mountains. I can do that now. I've got a friend, John Harrington. He always offers to have me stay overnight and come and use his facilities. I think he feels bad that his facilities don't get used enough. He's married, but his wife has a job somewhere else, so they are often apart for a long period. And he's a good guy. Just a good guy all around. Anyway, I guess that's all I really have to say. I love the beauty of the world. It's beautiful up here. I love it when I can get up here. I love making this trip and seeing these wonderful things. Well, I don't think there's anything else to talk about. This is Jay Nemro. You've been listening to episode 651, another "Oh, the World is a Beautiful Place" podcast, and the places that touch our hearts and sing to our souls the best. It's only two and a half hours from where I live, so it's a wonderful thing. Anyway, this is Jay Nemro. Grateful to be here. Glad to be a part of all these things. Someday I'll buy a little piece of property up here, if only for the reason of having a place to store my stuff when I go backpacking and hiking. And I'd love to be able to have a little place here in Mora and just be able to go and not have to fret anything. Just walk out the back door and just go hiking. And not even have much of a back door. Put up one of my big tents and go. If my poor wife had better knees. Anyway, it's Jay Nemro, episode number 651. If you want to contact me, if you have comments, questions, whatever, just want to say hi. The email address is autism, AUTISM, at Quix, QUIX.US. Do you want me to come speak to your group? You know my range of topics. And, of course, there's always the religious topics I can get into. But I get plenty of that at church, so you don't have to throw that at me. You can contact me at 1-575-461-2716. And, you know, if you want to contribute to the Jay Gets to Live up in the mountains, even if it's a little sliver of land, just enough to say it's mine and I always have access to it and I can use it whenever I want to. Ah, marvelous. I'll take it. Anyway, this is Jay Nemro. Have a great day. Whoa. I'm trying to figure off without crashing into something.